it's hard to imagine anything religious about the Spanish Steps. It's a place where models have trotted up and down its stairs from the time of Charles Dickens, who noticed painters' models, to the fashion shows that used to be held on those venerable stairs. But the Spanish Steps owes its existence to pilgrimage. Hi, I'm Liz Lev, and I'm an art historian, and you're listening to the podcast From Tourists to Pilgrims. This was part of the three roads that were originally designed to come from Piazza del Popolo and lead pilgrims to the key places of prayer. When pilgrims, making their way along what is now known as Via del Babuino, got to this piazza, they had to make their way up a hill in order to get to the road to St. Mary Major, the oldest church in the West dedicated to the Blessed Virgin. It was something of a difficult road, climbing up winding paths through the dirt. You can imagine what it must have been like when it was raining. Sitting at the top of the hill was the Church of Trinity on the Mount, begun under King Charles VIII in thanks for a miraculous cure by Francis de Paul, the founder of the Minim Order. For years, urban planners thought about how to link the prestigious convent to the piazza below, and as early as 1580, plans were made for a monumental staircase. The excitement of the prospect of the construction of the stairs inspired Pope Urban VIII Barberini to start building a fountain, another spot where pilgrims would be able to stop and refresh themselves before they continued their journey. He called in young John Lorenzo Bernini, at this point in his early 30s, and offered him the opportunity to build his first fountain. The fountain, of course, had a caveat. The water pressure wasn't very strong. So John Lorenzo and his father came up with the idea of the barcaccia, the leaky boat fountain. The leaky boat fountain, for its part, was inspired by a boat washed up from one of the floodings of the Tiber, and it seems to be slopping water out of its sides. But a more promising image is the two sides of the boat. Lifting up out of the water and proudly bearing the coat of arms of Urban VIII Barberini. With the construction of this fountain in 1627, both Bernini and Urban VIII were offering a spirit of hope to a church that seemed to be thrown about in the tempest of the wars of religion. And by showing the bark of Peter emerging out of the troubled seas and into smooth sailing. The staircase was delayed at times from lack of money and others from lack of interest. But in 1660, French diplomat Étienne Griffier died, leaving a conspicuous sum for the construction of the steps. But all the plans for the stairs were stalled when Cardinal Jules Mazarin revealed the design for a large equestrian statue of Louis XIV to be placed on the steps. The Romans revolted, the money was contested, and things ground to a halt. The project was left fallow for over 50 years until finally King Louis XV offered to build the stairs with no equestrian statue. Architect Francesco de Sanctis won the competition for the work, but was aided by the papal architect Alessandro Specchi. This dynamic duo turned the staircase into one of the most iconic images in the city of Rome. At first glance, the Spanish Steps seems like a prop for a movie set or a showcase for the April azaleas arranged on its 135 steps, or a backdrop for spectacular selfies, or, up until recently, a great place to sit down and eat a gelato. But this staircase has greater meaning. Look at the divisions of the stairs. The three landings, drawing the eye upward, are all meant to allude to the Trinity. And Alessandro Specchi, the Baroque architect, the last of these great dynamic creations, has the stairs spread out at the bottom to gather the people together and then seems to reach up to embrace the Trinity at the top. This last swan song of the Baroque style, drawing pilgrims up to the very space of the church. Unfortunately, alongside the great religious reason for the steps, the original sponsors have also been forgotten. Nobody refers to these as the French steps, and they can only be identified as such by an inscription a little way up towards the top, which people very rarely read. There's also a low relief of a fleur-de-lis, which is barely noticeable. Its new name was given to it because of its proximity to the Spanish embassy, just down the way. So even though the French steps are called the Spanish steps and its religious meaning seems to have been lost, the eyes of the pilgrim bring back a whole new vision of this incredible monument built for the greater glory of the Trinity.
You've been listening to From Tourist to Pilgrim, a podcast written and narrated by Liz Lev, produced by Johanna Bronkova and Mara Micheli.